Good readings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd.
Good evening.
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
What's up, what's up? Always weird recording during the day. I've said that. We've had a few day recordings, but...
We used to do them all the time, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
There shouldn't be birds chirping outside. It's weird. I don't know.
Well shoot them.
Some of us like to, you know, be productive birds. During the day.
Bugs? That's fucked up.
You said you don't like, it's weird that they're there.
I'm like friends with like all, I might look
okay,
like
Snow White.
Yeah, I've got like chipmunks out there and everything. I got to meet friends during
chipmunks
lockdown.
Or Chippendales?
Gabe Chipmunks.
Fuck, God. live, pal. Or we're not. I don't know.
Take two?
Nah, leave this in.
Take two for the... That's Patreon. So anyways, yes. Thank you for joining us. We're talking Asylum. Well, the Asylum Tubi era now. So that's always fun. Looking forward to it. So we are covering Shark Side of the Moon tonight from co-directors Glenn Campbell and Tammy Klein. We'll talk about them actually here in a little bit because there's some interesting credits on their resume. But having said that, Tubi original available now. And in Shark Side of the Moon, decades ago, the USSR developed unkillable sharks and launched them to the moon. Today, a team of American astronauts will endure the fight of their lives. All right, those USSRs people and their genetically modified sharks.
That old trope.
It is kind of, you know what? We have some similar movies. Iron Cross is, or not Iron Cross, Iron Sky. Iron Cross.
Well, there's a lot of Iron Crosses in Iron Sky, so I understand.
There's a lot of Iron Crosses in Iron Sky. But yes, Iron Sky and its sequel. We also had Sky Sharks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like
that's
World War II themed. Yeah, I like Sky Sharks a lot. They cram a lot of names into that too. Amanda Bierce was in that one.
Yeah.
We had like Naomi Grossman, I remember from American Horror Story. So yeah, there is sort of a funny little trope going on with these. Of course, we've got a million goofy shark flicks, some good, some really hard to sit through. But I was also, before we get into the movie itself, another Asylum film that I think this pairs perfectly with. I think it was called Nazis at the Center of the Earth with Jake, Pugs. I have to check because I know some of these had, Nazis at the Center of the Earth with Dominique Swain and Jake Busey.
Yeah.
The thespian skills of Jake Busey.
No, we want to talk about his daddy.
You do get, you do get a robotic Adolf. In that one, Bug. So I cannot believe you haven't watched.
Does the robot come with a mustache? It fucking better.
Oh, of course it does. It's
just, well, okay. Well, you know what? I think we have a watch along now.
Let's do it.
Is it again? Nazis at the Center of the Earth.
Nazis at the Center of the Earth. Capitalizing on the Brendan Fraser film for that one. You should check it out. I believe it was his head attached to like some sort of robotic thing.
He's Walt Disney. That's awesome.
Pretty much, yeah. Just one you might want to pair with it if you haven't seen. That's also available on Blu-ray. Still,
yeah,
that wonderful.
I was checking if it was on Tubi too.
I was gonna say if it's there, double feature.
Double feature all the way. A little bit of background. Glenn Campbell, you might recognize that name, visual effects guy. He has worked on everything. I mean, Life Force, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Ernest Saves Christmas, Buffy X-Files, Johnny Mnemonic, Waxwork 2. He even worked on Monsterd, which came up recently. This low budget, high budget, Glenn Campbell has done it all. So I recognize that name, and I thought that was cool.
Man likes to work right now.
Yeah. And co-director Tammy Klein just did Planet Dune for the Asylum. So interesting pair up. So Shark Side of the Moon, I think this one's a winner. Maybe they found their next Sharknado franchise with this, because there is potential for follow-ups. You can tell, like, obviously the sharks are the shark hybrids are gonna look a certain way, but I thought they looked really cool. As goofy as this is, I think it's a pretty neat little concept. Seeing the shark fin tearing through like moon rock at one point was
Real quick, seeing this shit, there's no reason I can't get fucking street sharks made. Like,
I was thinking about you. I was like, oh, Pugs is just picturing street sharks now.
I may look into licensing just to do it, because I will bring these guys on. That's how impressed I was with their thing. Like, it's serviceable. We can get this done. Because instead of having an army of sharks, I just need 4 to 6. So
there you go. There you go. Yeah. So high concept. And I had a lot of fun with it. There's one scene in particular that had me rolling, where the initial breakout when the sharks escape from the lab before we get to the moon, where this woman like pulls off her shoe and tries to hit the shark gets eaten. That one had me rolling. And just the goofy nature of, like, when we get the replacement astronaut and it's just this lady like, sorry, had bad tacos, and it's like gone. that made me laugh too.
That was a Beavis and Butthead moment for sure.
I think it's safe to say, if you hear something like Shark Side of the Moon and like, ooh, I got to check that out, I think you'll be happy. But how about you guys? Because it worked for me.
It worked for me until the end. I think they got a little too serious, and they took themselves a little too really? A little too serious for me, yeah. Because, like, they had the perfect tone all the way to the end. But I am in for more if they do, because Sharknado 2, or Sharknado the second one, is my favorite Sharknado, and I, like, preach that movie. It's pretty great.
The one in New York?
Yes, in the subway. That person has been edited out, the subway, ex-subway spokesperson. Although they should leave it in, he gets chomped up. Fucking asshole.
Yeah. As far as I know, it's still there.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I had enough fun with it. We're like, I do want to see where this goes, and I was so impressed with, because like this budget is barely there, but like with all the sharks that we get, and I don't want to spoil too much, but they may be vocal, and that was kind of fun to see them interact. The one thing that did take me out of it, though, like, we're really going to launch into space without helmets, guys. Like, not to be too nitpicky, like, this one, that's where you kind of lose me, but I'm just going to allow it.
They figured something out, maybe.
Sure.
They obviously don't have the Marvel team, or maybe they do, doing their CG, because they're, like, swinging stuff, and it's, like, over there. Maybe it's the old She-Hulk team.
Yeah. But very enjoyable. Yeah, I think this deserves eyes on it, even if I don't really care for the ending.
I like the ending.
I didn't have a problem with it, but I know it bugs me.
A little too much Black Panther for me.
But yeah, I thought it was a good song. I know we've talked about it before. I do like The Asylum. I like dumb movies. And this is one that, yeah, I kind of was 50-50 on the concept. It sounded like, you know, if this would have been SRS, it would have been a totally different movie. but what we got, I really did like. It was, I don't think I'm like clamoring for more like you guys, but I definitely watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the one issue is like, where do you set it? Like, you were already on the moon. So,
well, now they're on Earth.
So where do you go? But, Yeah, no, I had a good time with it. Like I said, it's a B movie, but it does have a higher concept than normal. There's a lot going on visually. I think it's very interesting. We do get kind of like not kaiju level, but we do get a larger creature at one point. The pace is good.
You know what? That one kind of looked like a mentally challenged Pokemon. So that one I did not care for. Should have been a little more vicious.
Well, there you go. But no, I did. I really enjoyed it. I thought Maxi Wittrack, who plays Commander Tress in this, she's actually a stand-up comedian, I believe. So I'm kind of curious to see if she does any kind of set on this movie, because I'm sure it was fun to work on. But this one was just perfect. Probably one of the better Asylum films I've seen recently. We are kind of like in this Tubi era now, so I did enjoy Titanic 666.
I like Swim. I think Swim is just dumb fun.
Well, it was the most fun, I think, out of that wave of shark films we did on that episode, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that was definitely the favorite.
That was a highlight, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one, it was
although
cool,
like, we didn't get the whoa, so I'm still mad.
That did hurt it, but like you have hammerhead sharks and like tiger shark, different type of sharks. So it's not just one like great white. Although I would like to see like a civil war, maybe like shark Nazis or something. Like treat them like the great white. I don't know. I think that's something they can move forward.
You got them on like Saturn or something. Just yeah. Call up Udo Kier. He's worked with Asylum before. Long time ago.
That guy likes paying his bills. So he likes money.
There you go.
How have we not got?
Isn't he in Sky Sharks?
He's in one of them.
He's in Iron, Iron Sky.
Yeah, Iron Sky.
Iron Sky.
How have we not? Well, at least Bruce Willis doesn't show up in any Asylum movies. So
that's we were about a year off from like Bruce Willis and Shark Side of the Moon.
How awesome would that have been, though?
They could have parodied Armageddon. You could have just had him like saying,
"We're gonna need
to
a bigger spaceship."
Just his shark son. I love you.
You just tell him it's Armageddon too.
We get Animal Crackers to sponsor or produce it.
It's like, why is Ben Affleck in an entirely green suit?
Well, that's just how we make movies now, Bruce. Yeah.
You remember, right? Ooh, don't say that.
All right, just pet his fin, like. Oh, that's
like Ian Ziering.
We're all going down. All right, then. Sorry.
That's what the next one needs. Yes. Steve from 90210.
Yeah, I was gonna say they didn't cast like a big name in this or anything, but
Sharknado Side of the Moon. Come on.
There you go.
How long till we get a reboot of that?
Sharknado. I can't imagine they're not thinking about it. I mean, at this point they've really like, I don't know what else you do, but like that's still a name value. I would think Asylum would come up with some gimmick to make it happen again.
I want the big budget theatrical version. That would be awesome.
Maybe like
it from Blumhouse just to piss Dan off.
Nah.
A24?
I think they'll just use like a different cast and kind of.
Well, yeah. That's why I said, let's just give us a big budget. A24 Sharknado. Oh. You could have all your favorites in there.
I think Tara Reid was just happy when those came along. It's like, I don't have to do porn.
She didn't like the name. Everyone said they were going to quit if they called it Sharknado.
Well, they're all liars.
People forget what blew that up. I remember it was like she was guest hosting a TMZ for some reason, and some conversation started as like, I just got done filming this movie about sharks in tornadoes, and they just started laughing their ass off. I swear that's like that little spark that made it.
It was just social media that did it. That Twitter blew up.
Yeah.
So then it became that annual thing.
And maybe it'll happen for this. You know, again, it's Tubi. It's not Sci-Fi Channel.
See, that's the thing.
Is it going to air on, like, Sci-Fi?
I don't know. I haven't seen Swim and stuff. I think they're, like, propriety for there for so long. See, I think that's why we'll never get another Sharknado. Because it would have to air. Everyone would have to watch it. No one does that anymore.
Yeah,
you have to have people watching it in real time when it's on, not waiting for it to hit streaming. So that was such a moment in time. I don't see it getting duplicated anywhere near the way it was.
You'd have to have like that live sort of game. I mean, Mia Farrow was tweeting about Sharknado and watching Sharknado. Like that's how like big that was. Right?
They offered her a spot in one of the sequels. She did decline though. They offered basically everyone who's tweeting.
You want to do Shark Baby?
What if we have the shark eat a cosplaying Woody Allen?
Hey, I'm in. Only if he's hanging out with the cosplaying Roman Polanski. 2-1-1s.
There you go. Shark just. No, I'm not even going to continue that because that would not
guess,
be.
She's probably not the best person to be in a relationship with. She doesn't have the best stress. Track record,
bad judge of character. You can tell.
I'm just gonna watch.
But Shark Side of the Moon, yeah, guys, this is fun from beginning to end. Asylum movies, you know, acquired taste, but they are never dull. Even some of the worst are.
Put it like
dull.
This: if you hear the title of the movie and you're like, "Oh, I'm never gonna watch that," then
go with your instincts.
Yeah. If you hear the movie, it sounds dumb, and you know you're gonna be in for some dumb fun. Minus Bruce Willis, but there you go.
I also want to say the interrogation scene was funny, just like boom, and then she calls the goon in and it just like bites the. It was so dumb. I was laughing. So yeah, we need movies like this. It put a big smile on.
I will tell you one thing that maybe. Maybe we'll have a spoiler section on this. I do have one thing.
Okay.
So yeah, let's go ahead and rate it. On my Asylum scale, it ranks quite high. Again, always have to bring this up. I don't weigh, at least personally, I don't weigh Shark Side of the Moon against The Exorcist. So if you think like,
you should.
I'm giving it this that kind of rating. No, it's a little different. I kind of factor in, you know what you're getting into. And if you know what you're getting into, it's a 4. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, so what say you guys?
I am a 3.5 out of 5.
I am also a 3.5 out of 5, but it's definitely one I'd watch again.
Yes.
So.
Sweet, sweet. All right. Well, you said you had some spoilers, so I guess.
Well, I have one thing I can't talk openly about. So real quick, if you don't want this spoiled, you can check out any of our other shows.
Patreon.
Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures.
Link in the description. Lots All right, well, let's just do spoilers real quick. They're not huge ones, so. Can you really? Here we go. Okay, I can't be the only one mad it was like the Jesus shark instead of she got dicked down for by a shark, dude. That was my whole thing. I was like, damn it, I thought he was gonna be the one banging her.
But yeah, no, did not bother me, Todd.
No shark banging.
We could have opened up the sequel like on which one's the one? Maury. Like you know, like the shark like dancing around. Like
if you're stuck on the moon and you got some shark ass, are you not gonna hit it?
I'm not judging. You know, you're on the moon.
It's like being gay for the stay. Same rules apply. Yeah.
You're on the moon, sharks are, that fin's looking mighty fine, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't count in prison, so there you go.
Might want to avoid the BJ there, but
you know. Grab the fin for a grip. Go to town.
All right, that was Todd's perversion. Sorry, I just had to throw that out. You see why this is in spoilers, though?
Yeah. We're a classy podcast.
But if you guys want to talk about the ending, you might as well now. So, Pugs, what didn't you like about the ending?
It was a little too happy and a little too much like Black Panther, where like oh, they're tribal. And this, that part, like, that's a little big for what we're going here. But, yeah, I'm doing wrong. It wasn't fine. It fit the story. I'm like, oh, I kind of wanted something different. I
fixed it though. Open it on Maury Povich and you are not the father.
Well, okay. I thought we were talking about the ending. So you had no problem with the sequel setup.
No, that I'm fine with. Okay. It's like the army ahead of time. I'm like, Okay.
All right. Well, there we go with spoilers. We didn't have much.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, Dan, say goodnight.
Good night.
Good evening.
Don't go to the moon.
And I'll see you in Disneyland.